Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome everybody to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host Rob May. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast. And it is Tuesday. So we're only 2 days through the work week, but hopefully everyone's got some good plans coming up for the weekend, which hopefully at least in the New York area won't be a total washout like the rest of the week. Joining us tonight for part two of the five-part series that we're doing is Wilho Sari out of Washington. And we are just waiting for him to call in and get on the line with us. And last week he had performed, actually. And a great part of the show is the fact that we have, you know, these live musicians come on and do certain things, and Wilho certainly didn't disappoint. He plays the cantela, which is a very cool instrument, and of course, once he gets on, we will certainly be enlightened by what it is that you know, he's been doing with it. He's got vast experience, and again, it was a pleasure to have him on the show. So let's just give him a couple of moments here to join us tonight, and then we will take it from there. And the guest hotline number is 323-870-4087. And we'll just remind Wilho one more time, that phone number is 323-870-4087. And for the time being also, we'll remind everybody that we do have Wilho coming back on the show next week. And next week, it looks like we'll have him on Wednesday the 11th at 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast. And then again on the 18th at 6:30 as well. And then we'll have him on for one more show probably the following week, roughly either the 26th or the 27th. So again, we hope that you guys join us, and as always, it's a pleasure to have you know, cool guests on the show like this. He's certainly a interesting guy with a very good talent. And let's see if we can get him on as we wait. Hold on one moment. Hey, Wilho, are you there?
Yes.
All right, great. It's good to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, and how are you doing this evening? Everything okay?
I think everything is fine.
Okay. I know you were trying to scramble a little bit, getting some stuff together for tonight's show, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So, Wilho, why don't you tell us about the instrument it is that you play? Give us a little background about it.
Okay, I had it jotted down here someplace. The instrument that I play is either a lap harp or table harp. I usually use my table, which I have a short, low table, about 16 inches from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so and the instrument I play most of the time is a 36-string harp, or cantele, as it is called in Finnish.
Mm-hmm.
And there are small canteles, 5-string cantilevers, 10-string cantilevers, 18, and different sizes, up to about 40, maybe 42-inch or something like that. The 5-string cantilevers are sometimes used as strumming instead of plucking.
Right.
And they're the ones I use in teaching fourth graders in the school to play.
Very cool. Now, let me ask you a question. You mentioned that yours, you have a 36 string, is it?
Yes, 36 string.
Wow.
How does it go
as far as maintaining that? I mean, do you have to change the strings often?
No. I usually tune it in the key of G. And once in a while, I'll have to tune it to C when there's a group of players playing and they're used to playing in C. But most of my own playing is in G, one sharp.
As far as writing the material that you write, how do you kind of come up with the ideas for that?
Well, I used to write it on paper. But
okay.
More recent years, I'll be close to my computer, and I'll start plucking a little idea, and from that I get an idea as to what a tune should be. So I have the computer set to it, the music program, so I start putting the notes into the computer, and then I'll play it and see how it sounds, and then I'll add some more music. Usually I do the right-hand notes first, and then afterwards add the left-hand part, which is the accompaniment part.
Very cool. And how long does it take you to actually write a song?
Well, was it last night or the night before? I wrote two songs.
Nice.
I usually get, at the most, one tune a day. It may take a couple hours to get it done. But once in a while, I'll even get a second song going. It's being retired, I have lots of time to spend doing that.
Sure. But how much time would you say that you actually spend playing each day? If you have, let's say you have nothing to do, how much time can you actually spend playing it?
Oh, I'll spend anywhere from 2 to 4 hours some days.
That's awesome.
As I tell my wife, it keeps me out of trouble.
There you go. See, and that's all we got to do as husbands, just stay out of trouble. That's our only job.
Right on. But
now,
to me, it's just wonderful hobby.
Sure, sure. Well, it sounds like it's a little more than a hobby. I mean, you've been able to do a lot with it.
Uh-huh.
And you've traveled, right?
A lot.
That's great.
I've the country playing. Well, the National Fin Fest in the U.S. is in a different location each year. And very often I've been invited to perform at the National Festival. It's been anywhere from San Diego, Seattle, Portland, Nacelle, Washington, Buffalo, New York last year, and Minneapolis, up into Maine, Florida. It's each year it's in a different location, and very often I've been invited to perform there. So that's been a reason for my wife and I to go.
That's really cool, yeah. Now, what's your favorite part of the places that you've been? Where's one of the best places that you've been?
There's too many of them. But I've enjoyed at going to all these different places where the National Fin Fest has taken part. And yes,
I was going to say, is there anything about the FinFest that, you know, that people should know about? I mean, what does it really entail? What goes on there?
Well, quite often we'll have some performer from Finland even coming, but different groups, like a choir or a music group from one part of the U.S., they will be invited to come to another FinFest in a different location. And then here in Nacelle, a small town in the West Coast,
yep.
We have every 2 years we have our own festival, not the national, but just the Nacelle FinFest, and it almost always happens in the last weekend of July. And this year it is the last weekend of July. It'll go from Friday night till Sunday. And we are right now getting music groups ready. In fact, as soon as we're through recording, I will take off for the choir practice, which is just 2 minutes away from here to drive.
That's very cool. Yeah, I'm actually checking out. I'm on FinFestUSA2016.com right now. This is probably the same thing, right?
Yes. And this year it's going to be in Eastern Canada.
Yeah.
I believe it's on a ship, and the
yeah,
ship
that's what
will
I'm seeing.
Stop.
That's pretty cool.
It'll stop in some of the main ports on the east side of Canada.
Yeah, yeah, it says it leaves from Boston on July 9th all the way through. It stops in Maine and then Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Quebec even. It ends in Quebec.
Yeah, last year it was in Buffalo, New York. And my wife and sister, the three of us, flew there.
It looks very cool, I got to say. It definitely looks really interesting. And now, how do you prep for something like this? Do they give you how long of a set time do they give you?
Pardon?
How long do you get to play when you play, like, FinFest?
Oh, usually anywhere from maybe a half hour, and it may be several performances at different times.
That's really cool. And what is it about the Finnish culture that you think, you know, stands out? What are they known for?
Well, it's very hard to answer that question, but I would say it's very often it's things to do with music.
Mm-hmm.
But they have other things too there, different types of art that is on display. And they have speakers that come, some of them come from Finland and some of them from different parts of the U.S.
And, Will, how long have you actually been playing is it the cantilla?
Cantilla.
Cantilla.
Cantilla, yeah.
How long have you been playing it for?
Well, the thing is, when I was growing up, there were three of us kids. In school, we played band instruments, my dad was almost every night after work, he would play.
Right.
It was dad's thing. He would play at home. And I'm a fifth generation player. Our great-great-grandmother, Greta Haapasalo in Finland, was probably the best known kantele player in Finland in the 1800s. She raised a family of 11 children and practically supported them by going around playing the kantele. She
wow.
played for some of the other countries, Sweden, and played for the Tsar's children.
Oh my God.
And then all over Finland. And this was in the 1800s, before you had fancy vehicles to travel in. So there's a statue of her in Finland. So when I go to Finland, I go and stand by her statue and have my picture taken. And so my dad is a fourth generation player. And he, dad's thing when we were growing up, he died when he was 70. And when I turned 50, that was about 14 years after Dad passed away. I had to see if an old dog could learn new tricks.
Sure.
I took Dad's cantele. I had a music background, so it was easy for me to play and to just teach myself how to play. Is the PA system coming through?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
It's okay. All right, and so I started when I turned 50, and I've been at it now 34 years.
Wow.
And I wish I would have started as a kid. I've had so much enjoyment with it.
Sure.
So it's, and I've been retired now from teaching 24 years or something like that. Anyway, and a big part of my time is spent with the cantile.
And so, Willow, we would love to, you know, hear you perform something if we can.
Well, I have it right here, and I can do a few tunes for you.
That would be fantastic, yeah. And Willow, I should mention, too, the show, do you have anything available to anybody? Any sort of, you know, where people could find your music?
Well, if they have my email address, they can connect with me. My email is cantile@wwest.net. And I have two CDs that I am selling. One is Vilhon Vintiltä. Vinti is an attic in Finnish. And from my name in Finnish is Vilho, so they're from my attic, in other words, from my head, my own tunes that I've written. So the name of the CD is Vilhon Vintiltä, from Willie's head. And the other one is Songs of Praise. It is basically Finnish and English, mostly English, church songs.
Very cool.
So those two I have that I'm selling. A lady in Finland, she offered to put my music into a book. She put 365 pieces into this book, and she put the name of the book, Tune a Day, 365. That's, for a year, that's a tune a day. And so I just have a very few of those left, but anyway, I still have a few of those books. So, you want me to hear some...
Oh, we would love... Yes, please. Please, play away.
I'm gonna play my great-great-grandmother's song that she's known for, Mun Kanteleni, My Harp. and that is one of Greta Haapasalo's well-known songs.
Very nice. That's great. And well, I mean, how long does it take you to learn someone else's, you know, somebody else's song? I mean, obviously, you know how to read music, right?
Well, it all depends on the song. Some songs are easy to learn, and others can be more difficult.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It all depends on the song, how it is written.
Shall
I do Finlandia?
Yeah. Please.
Okay.
And for everyone just joining us, is Wilho Saari.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Wilho. And so what was the name of that song?
Finlandia. It was by Sibelius.
Very nice.
And
now, do you have a favorite song that you play, or a favorite song that you know how to play?
Well, there's a number of them that I do.
Yeah.
Let's see, I think I can do my Washington Apple. It's one of my own tunes. Here it is. Washington Apple. Most of my songs,
nice.
I don't have names for them except just Roman numeral something, and whichever, just that's about all. Here's another interesting. Yes?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Another song, Kotimani Ompi Suomi. This is not my own song, but my homeland is Finland, is in English.
Okay.
Thank you.
Will Ho.
Yes.
Can you hear? That was great. That was really nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Will Ho, as we are now coming down to the last minute of tonight's show, is there anything that you'd like to leave the crowd with tonight? As I'd like to remind everyone that we're going to have you back on the show next Wednesday night. We're going to be moving back to our Wednesday night shows with you, same time, 6:30 p.m. here in on the East Coast, which is 3:30 by you.
Uh-huh. Well, it was a pleasure to play on here. I'm just looking at my notes here, if there was anything I left out. I go many places to teach cantele. We've had workshops in Madison, Wisconsin, Issaquah, Washington, Portland, Duluth, Vancouver, BC, Seattle. And for 7 years, I went to Portland monthly from 2000 till 2007 to teach a group of Finnish Lutheran church people. And so, to me, playing this instrument is just lots of fun.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, Willow. And unfortunately, we are out of time for tonight's show. But we will talk to you again next week, Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., all right? All right, take care. And for everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.